Okay, let's start off with the approval of minutes, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thanks. Do we have anybody that wants to speak from the public?
We do have a quorum, don't we?
Yes.
Yep, okay. Just barely. Okay, Joe.
So the first item is our annual review of executive session minutes. We're required periodically to review them, and when we determine that we should release them publicly, we pass a resolution through the county board to do that. So we did this last year. I don't remember what month. We've got several. Vanessa provided them to me last week. I took the time to review them. I think it's okay to release all of them. I don't think there's any that we need to hold. Some of them have to do with collective bargaining. Some of them have to do with a couple of the litigation cases we had over the last several months. There's some from planning and development. So what I'll do is pass these around to the committee, and if you guys agree, we'll go ahead and act on the resolution. We normally would go into executive session to discuss these, but since they're all going to be released, if there is something that comes up, some questions, we can go into executive session.
Okay.
That way Steve doesn't have to go stand outside the hall for 15 minutes. So the first one is from the executive committee in October, and it was regarding union negotiations, and that contract's been settled.
No reason for that.
Right. I think, can we just pull all the ones that have contracts that have been settled? Because it should be released anyway, right?
Yes.
I don't know the way.
I don't have them in any order.
Is that okay with everybody?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, anything that was a contract.
I'm sure if Joe looked at them.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Once they've been settled, we should release them. Any litigation we've got that's settled, we should also release those.
It's in the paper.
And the minutes really are just summary minutes. The way the law works is that we only are required to provide summary minutes, but we have to keep a tape for a period of time. And the only reason for keeping that tape is if someone were to challenge us on whether we did something inappropriate in executive session, then only the court has access to that tape to listen as if we violated the Open Meetings Act, essentially. So what we do is we retain the recording of the meeting for a period of 2 years, and then after that time, we're okay to go ahead and destruct the tape.
That's a quick question. I mean, I know we're just talking executive session minutes, but and this is kind of off, but the regular minutes, wasn't there something there where we came up with something one time where how long is it after regular state county board meetings minutes the tapes are disposed of? How long of a period?
It's more of a policy, but the clerk hangs on to the county board tapes, you know, for a long time. I mean, at some point we'll have a storage issue or something like that, but those, we usually hang on to things for at least 2 years.
Okay.
And they're all stored digitally now anyway. So
I just thought there was something one time before Deb where...
It was probably before
there was
digital.
Something that Mark Bonita came in with where... I don't know.
I don't remember. I mean, we don't have to keep tapes of regular meetings. They're really only used for to help write the minutes. And then before they get approved, you know, there could be a question that says, well, I'm not sure if that's correct. Then we can go back and listen to the tape. Mm-hmm. So after that, we don't have to keep them, however we do. I mean, there's no, other than a storage issue, there's not a problem hanging on the tapes for a couple years. Where you run into a problem is we've got tapes from 20 years ago, and all they're doing is taking up storage.
Do any of these have any pending litigation?
No.
So.
They've been resolved. So the next group is planning and development, and the committee has already released these. These had to do with some zoning cases, the mobile home park. I mean, you guys are on the committee.
Yeah.
So, Matt said that the committee's already signed off on releasing those. So it was all from 2013, I believe.
This is all planning and development.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one had the... We had a couple litigation settlements that the county board passed last year. I think one of them was an accident on the highway that was settled. I think that's what that one is. The buildings committee went into executive session a couple times last year, probably three times, to talk about selling the property to Edwardsville Shelter Care property. So we have those minutes that are okay to release because that purchase was completed.
Look at all these.
This one's still pending. It's from 2012. It's when the Finance Committee went into executive session to talk about litigation that the Treasurer's got the county involved with. We could hold this, but the minutes don't provide any details other than the matter was discussed, so I don't see any reason, you know, that we shouldn't go ahead and just release them. I mean, there's nothing in there that, you know, we have the ability to redact, too. But.
Was that the one where we got out of the lawsuit, the county and the Treasurer?
We're still involved with it. I mean, you know, technically maybe we should hold those, I mean, but... Like I said.
Now, which lawsuit of the Treasurer's is this?
It's AG. The one against the brokerage firm.
AG or what's the name of it?
I mean, he probably wrote a press release on it anyway, so it's probably already out there. I'm sure.
I mean, just talking
sure
out loud, maybe, you know.
I won't see that one.
Sure.
Maybe we should hold that one. Just even though the minutes don't say anything, it's... it is pending litigation.
So by holding it would make it so that...
We just keep it closed until the litigation is settled, and then we release it.
Yeah, we should probably hold that one.
Yeah, I think so. I'd feel better about it.
That's probably
it.
It's just a policy thing,
right.
Being consistent.
I know.
So I probably should have thought of that.
I think let's open it.
It just says
it received an explanation of the litigation...
That, you know,
I think
what, but
I think the public,
however,
I think it's
public.
In thinking about it here, you know, when we go into executive session to talk about litigation, we don't say what we're talking about, only that we're discussing
but if
litigation.
It hasn't been filed. If it's filed, it's public record, right?
It is public record,
so
but it hasn't been settled yet.
Was this executive session of the finance meeting or the executive committee?
Finance.
Well, I think it should be public because we have other lawsuits that aren't settled that hit the newspapers, and what? The public finds out that there's litigation pending.
But that they do that through reviewing court records, not getting it from county mm-hmm. minutes under the Open Meetings Act.
Right.
So.
I'd like to make
it the other.
Kind of our policy, though, that we don't release until it's finalized.
Yeah.
I think that's just a good
plan.
That kind of keeps us out of being in a ringer.
Yeah, I mean, it could be brought up in a court setting, you know, that, well, you know, it was discussed, you know, in an executive session.
Right.
You know, so.
And I think to release it would look political, and I don't want to look political.
I don't have any problem with releasing it.
I'd like to hold it.
An arm wrestle for that.
Hold it for now and see how the motion pans
Brittany
out.
Brittany and I are never on the same page anymore. I don't know what happened.
There's actually two of those.
Way too nice.
The Sewer Committee had a 2013 executive session. I'm not sure. It had to do with litigation and issues down there, but those...
So you are holding that one?
Yeah. Those can be released.
That's your sewer.
What's this one?
Oh, that's the sewer committee. It's probably some pretty serious stuff there.
And then one more from
the committee. Let's see.
Finance committee regarding some litigation that was settled, and the board passed a resolution settling it.
If the board's passed a resolution settling
right.
it, why it's. There's no reason.
If
why
it's settled, great.
Settled.
If it's not, eh.
Yeah, you're right. That was my. I should have screened that one differently. Or we should have been in an executive session and had that discussion, but Steve's not going to burn us on it.
Well, if it's in the courts, it's not private anymore.
It's not private, but how we deliberate is.
Mm-hmm. But the county board members' comments and questions are still privileged. Until the settlement.
Mm-hmm. I may have cursed on that one, so...
I understand.
And that one, and that one, and that one.
So those are the resolutions. I prepared a resolution. I'll need to adjust the second page of it with the dates. So if a motion can be made to approve those minutes releasing them, I will sort through them and get the right dates down and everything.
I will make a motion that we... we release these.
I'll second.
And that will hold the two that,
the
are,
two
still
that are still pending. Yes.
Okay.
Right, Brenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm cool.
Okay, Joe, you want to go right into the legislative update, please?
Did you guys vote on it?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we have to take a full vote. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Who's the chair of this thing, anyway?
Who's on first? What's on second?
Get Mark first back.
Yeah, really? That would be so great.
Like, if I didn't.
So on the legislative update, there's no update yet because it's early in the session. The bills are being filed. What I did provide you, though, was, the county's involved with Metro Counties. That's our lobbying arm. We're Madison County, along with most of the largest counties in the state, joined together, and we have a lobbyist who works for us that is up in Springfield keeping an eye on things, communicating with us, and so forth. So I gave you a copy of our policy that we have, and essentially I do this every year, just make sure you understand that, you know, when we review bills, we oppose anything that's going to hurt county government. We oppose unfunded mandates that would be placed on the county government. Any legislation that takes authority away from the county, we support something that will give us additional authority that will allow us to do our jobs better. We're a non-home rural county. We can't make our only laws. We can only exercise that authority that the legislature gives to us. Anything that erodes our revenue base and places, you know, more burden on our taxpayers, we take a position opposed to. We do have a couple counties that are home rural, so they, you know, any restrictions on home rurals as an organization, as a policy, they oppose that. And then each county from time to time will propose their own legislation, and the policy of Metro Counties is that we will support other counties' legislation unless someone takes a position against it, then we remain neutral on it. That happens occasionally, especially with Cook County being involved. Sometimes what they want to do up there conflicts with the rest of us.
Are they home rural, Cook County?
They are home rural, yeah.
Hey, Joe, whatever happened with that resolution we passed about the Alton Train Depot and East St. Louis Depot? What's the status of that?
I haven't heard anything lately. The study that the IDOT was doing was supposed to be completed by the end of the year, and what that was going to do is identify alternatives for alignment from basically Alton to through Granite City. It was looking at different corridors and things like that, and that study was supposed to be released, and I haven't heard anything on it. So to answer your question, I don't think anything's changed yet. But our position, just refresh your memory, is that the Alton station and the St. Louis station should be the two regional Amtrak stations, that putting another one in between, it, you know, conflicts with, you know, the purpose of high-speed rail, and we also promote economic development, and Alton has plans to redevelop that entire area around the train station.
And this was the original plan, and the East St. Louis thing just jumped in there at the tail end, and St. Clair County, I think, is the only one that's on the East-West Gateway is the only one that's pushing this, and I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. So
yeah, and the other issue related to this is the rehabilitation of the train bridges going across the Mississippi River. Those are critical, not just a little bit for Amtrak and high-speed rail, but a lot for the freight industry, which is critical to our industry in Madison County. So we were proponents of both of those rail crossing bridges receiving funding to, you know, bring them up to date. Both of them are over 100 years old. So there's a lot of effort being placed on that. The county actually applied for a Tiger grant, which is a federal transportation grant for the bridge down in Madison. I get them mixed up. There's Merchants and I can't remember the other one. But we didn't get funded, so we might try again next year. Other than that, in Springfield, the big thing that everybody's watching closely is we have a new governor. He's been out promoting these large ideas, but there's a legislative reality that he's going to have to deal with. There's a budget address that he's going to be making next month. Mm-hmm. State income tax has been reduced and there's going to be a huge revenue shortfall at the state level, and how they deal with it, what type of budget they get, will likely have a big impact on local governments, school districts, and all that. So we're watching that closely, and stay tuned.
If
I could just add one thing, there's legislation right now that is requiring counties with a population of 200,000 or over, which would be us, that I have an electronic poll book in each precinct on election day. Now, I'm opposing it, the County Clerks Association is opposing it, because there are spots in our county that we don't have cell service. You know, there's no tower service. So to require us to have Wi-Fi on in every all 225 precincts is not practical for us. I mean, we're in churches that wouldn't allow us. And the more importantly is it's going to be very expensive. It would cost us over $1 million to
Holy
put
Christ.
Electronic poll books in 225 precincts. So we're opposing
Listen,
that.
And we're a pretty progressive county. I
we
can't
are.
Think of
it's
counties
to promote
like
same day
Logan
registration
like that,
on election day at every where you don't have to go up.
It would mirror early voting. When you go to an early voting site, you can go anywhere in the county, you can live anywhere in the county and vote. Mm-hmm. They're wanting to make that at the precinct level also. You could show up anywhere, mostly same-day registration, but you could show up. They could direct you to the correct polling place and, you know, print a ballot for you. And it's not physically practical for us.
I guess did that originate in the northern counties?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is unfunded mandate and probably two or three other things on this list here. Yeah, the Metro Counties is opposed to that too, and our lobbyist is working with the clerk's lobbyists, and they're actually trying to quantify the cost of this, because when we go to the legislature and we ask them to vote no on something like this, they want to know what the cost will be, and we're actually using Bellwether, same firm that's doing some benchmarking for the counties to quantify what these costs might be. So, I mean, I think there's some merit in what they're doing, but it just doesn't work. I mean, you know, if we ever got to the point where we had regional voting centers or something like that, maybe something like this might work best. But, you know, we're still on the 240 or 25
precincts. 225 precincts. Yeah. It would be hugely.
And the regional voting centers would be fine, but you still need the others, because people can't drive to Edwardsville or to Collinsville or to Alton to vote if they're in Venice or wherever, and so that's just really that's against us trying to get everybody to vote.
The hardship right now that would impose on our residents and our voters is much greater than it's working fine the way we've got it right now.
Yeah,
sure.
We have no complaints with voting. I don't remember ever having any complaints in this county about any kind of bad voting, any kind of people voting that were not registered.
I can't imagine what kind of nightmare that would be in, like, Leaf Township.
Oh, my goodness.
New Douglas. I mean, we don't...
Northeastern,
There's cell service there.
Yeah, right.
Most of the time.
I know they can't get.
Okay, well, I'm glad we're opposing it, because it sounds like it's just unnecessary and expensive. My God, we keep talking about reducing spending, and then you come at us with something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, do we need a motion for this or not?
No, this is just a briefing. When we meet next, I'll have a more detailed report of an actual review of legislation has been proposed. We'll try to separate out ones that, you know, may have traction, and there's a lot of legegislation that will never go anywhere. So instead of giving you 200 bills, we'll try to whittle it down. We'll have that at the next meeting.
Okay.
Great. Anything under new business?
There is a state conference coming up, isn't there, up in Springfield?
The Illinois County Board Association is having a meeting in Springfield, and all the board members got a flyer.
Yeah, I will probably go to that. I've gone to it in the past, and it's really informative.
Yeah. The Illinois Association of County Board Members, that's an organization that we've been a member of. We haven't been, I don't know, some board members were getting communications from them or not, but I contacted them a couple of months ago and said, you know, I haven't heard anything from you folks. I've got a bill here for your membership.
And they've had budget cuts themselves.
So we've updated their list. All board members should receive emails, mailings. We asked them. They said they were sending things to the clerk's office for our board. I checked the clerk's office. They hadn't heard anything from this organization for some time. So we asked them to start sending it to the county board office. So anyway, it's a good organization. It's county board members for counties. They have a lobbyist. You know, they have a lot of small rural counties that they represent too, and their issues are different than ours. But it's, you know, we're all in this thing together. So they do some good educational sessions and seminars and things like that.
I've tried to go pretty much every year to it. But they're also the organization that ran the county certification program, and they've had to cut that. I mean, they've been really hit by budget cuts too. So they don't do that county certification anymore.
They used to be affiliated with IACO, which is the Illinois Association of County Officials, which they were affiliated just like the county clerk's affiliate and the recorders and things like that. And for whatever reason, they split off, and we're not real happy about that. We think that they should be part of the main organization, but I think it has to do with money.
Usually it does, because that Kelly Murray, she knows her stuff. You know, she seems to always be on top of things.
Okay, anything else to come for this committee? Motion to adjourn would be in order.
Motion to adjourn. Thanks.